Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Hamnune kame hilchese gavravse ikel lemashme mehani kroi dechane. There are many halachas. The Ben Yehuda says gavras is a loshon zocher, that really it's very interesting that these halachas which zchorim need we learn from an akeve. But from this psukim of chana we can learn many halachas. V'chana hi medaberes alibo. When it starts speaking about Phyllis Chane, it says she's medaberes alibo. Mikan lemispalo tzorich sheyechavein liboy. The Medrash says the difference between tzadikim and rishoyim is tzadikim libom bershusom. And one of the rayas is from this posik, v'chane hi medaberes alibo. By rishoyim, is Rishoyim Bershus Libom. And this week, Sedra Vayomer Esav Beliboy. What is the difference? The difference is, what is controlling what? The Lev is the source, these are the Ritzoinis of the person. V'chana hi medaberes al libo. She's controlling her Lev. Mikan lemispalo tzorich sheyechavein liboy. He should control his lave. The lave wants to think about so many other things. But he midaberes al libo. She's controlling the lave. She's mechaven the lave to go in the correct direction. Vayomer Esav beliboy means that his lave controlled him. He was controlled completely by his ritzonus. Rak svoseha nois. Besides kavonas halev, it says that the tefillah was, she was moving her lips. Mikala mispalo sheyachtech besvoso. The words should be pronunciated through the lips. Vikoilo lo yishameya. Mikan sheoso lahagbia koiloi. It is also to be magbia the koil bitfiloso. Vayechsheveha eili lishikoira, mikan sheshiker osa lehispalu. We'll come back to this in a minute. Vayeima eileha eili admosai tishtakorin. Omer Abelozo, mikan loroye bechaveiroi, dovor sheinei hogun tzorich loheichichoi. So we learn out two halachas. Vayechsheveha eili lishikoira, the Gemara learns out that from here we learn out that a shikar is not allowed to be mispalo. So the Ben Yayoda asks, it doesn't say anything over here. The second part, the right afterwards. He had a tainito ad mosai tishtakorin. Here we could learn out that shikar also lispalo. Vayechsheveha eili lishikoira is only what Eli thought what she was. Where do we see from here that, a shikar is also lehispalo? So there are two kashas. Here you don't see anything that is an iser tefillah. And lechera the Gemara, the iser is when he attaines on her. That's the next pasuk. Admosai tishtakorin. So the Ben Yayoda says, let's go to the second kasha first. He says, that what he had a taina to her, admosai tishtakorin, that could be, stamazoi, it's a gnai for a woman to become shikar. There's no raya that is an iser tefillah. So, the raya is from vayachsheveo eili lishikoira. Now, how did Eili think that she was a shikar? And she wasn't walking around like a shikar. No. So the Ben Yayoda says as follows. She wasn't koilo lo yishameya. He didn't look that good to see that her lips were moving. Vinishtvi, I mean, kain godol and thus. But he saw she was standing there and shaking and not doing anything. She came lehispalo. We'll see later. She came lehispalo, that's for sure. And she's not davening. But she's not davening because you can't hear anything from her. And svoseo noise that he didn't see. That was a metzius, but that he didn't see. So she came to Amokim Tefillah and she's not davening yet. So why isn't she davening? Mikan she'shika osel is falo, fakel. She's not, she's waiting to become a shika. So the iser is from her not davening. That's how the Ben Yoda says pshat. That's how he understood her. He understood she came le hispalo and she's not davening. Mikan she'shika osel is falo. The taina was a different taina. The taina was, could be, Adbosh et ishtakor, it was a taina, it's a gnai for an isha to become shikil. But why did he tell her that? He told her that, lemaisha, she wasn't over an iser of being mispalo. She wasn't mispalo yet. Mikan l'roye b'chaveiroi dovor she'enoi hogun, tzorich lo'ichichoi. Let us see Tosfos, dovor she'enoi hogun, perish, Aval gav the leke isure diyareise. Even though there's no isur diyareise, one should be mechiyachim. The ike isure diyareise pshite hoicheyach teichiyach ksi. We have a meira diketaisis over here. That the whole mitzvah of oichoche is only when one is over an isur diyareise. Then there's a din hoicheyach teichiyach hamisecho. So baishvor, there's a shailen achroinim. If a person is machshel someone in an avere, and it's an avere de rabbonon, is one over a lifnei ivel di yeraise, or he's not over a lifnei ivel di yeraise? There others hold that he's over a lifnei ivel di yeraise, because that's called a michshel. What's the chilek if it's an avere de rabbonon? But an avere de rabbonon is a michshel di yeraise, there's a din of lifnei ivel. So one could think the mitzvah of oichoch is not totally. If someone is doing something wrong, if it's a michshel, so he's machshel himself, there's a din haichoche. Taisi says no. The mitzvah di araisa of haichoche is only if a person is over an avera di araisa. If a person is over an avera that is lav di araisa, there's no chiyav di chiyach. No, there's a chiyav mi divrei kabbalah. We learn that from this pasuk, ad mosai tishta kolim. Vatan Chana Vatoima Lo Yadoini. Chana answered him, Lo Yadoini. These two words. Omar Ule Vitema Rabbi Yosi B'Rab Chanine. Omro Lei Loi Odoin Ato B'Dovor Zeh V'Loi Ruach HaKodesh Sheira Olecho. So she told him, according to the first Lashon, the Ben Yoyod explained, she told him as follows. You came to an assumption. You concluded that I'm shikha. That was your conclusion. People can come to conclusions through two oifanim. One oifan, they can come to conclusions through chochmeh. Chochem odif minovi. A chochem can come to the, even though things aren't begoli, a chochem can figure out dvorim an historim. So she said, "Loi odin ato bechochme bedavar zeh." You didn't come to this conclusion with chochme. Amol, a person can come to a conclusion through ruach hakodesh, leruach hakodesh sheira lecha, because this conclusion was not true. And she'ato choishteini bedavar zeh. You are choished me. This is the first lashon. Ike da'amri hochi amrolei. Loi odain ato. Lav ike shchina veruach hakoidish kaboch. There's no shchina veruach hakoidish kaboch. Shedantani lekav choivo. Voloi dantani lekav schutz. Milo yodato de isho kshas ruach onoichi v'yayin v'sheicho loi shosis. She here, the second Lashon says, it seems more sharper than the first Lashon, and she told him, Lav ike shchine, v'ruach ha-kodesh gaboch, and then there was a tiny shedantani lekav choyve, v'loi dantani lekav schus. What does one have a shaychus with the other? Is a meiridik yigoyin in koyle liyo, the Goyin in Kaila Leyo explains this Gemara as follows. The Kohen Gadol wore the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim were Shemais, which the Kohen Gadol had to be Mechaben, and when he was Mechaben, the Shemais, so the Oisius, in the Choshen, lit up. There were certain Shemais that lit up when he was Mechaven certain, there were certain Oisius that lit up when he was Mechaven certain Shemais, and that was in the Chelek of the Urim. And there were, and then the Tumim was to how to put together the Oisius. That means that the Choshen was written with the names of the Shvatim, so the combination to put together the Oisius, there were different Shemais which one had to be Mechaven, and when the Kohen Gadol was Mechaven, the Shemais, the Oisius, he knew the correct way how to put these Oisius together. This is Urim V'Tumim. The Goyin also says that not only did, no, the Ramban says, I'm sorry. The Ramban in Parashas Tetzaveh says, not only did the Kohen Gadol have an Urim V'Tumim, which there were special halachis who could be shoyel on the Urim V'Tumim, there were G'dayle Yisrael, who weren't even Kehanim, also had, they were Loivshim Eifayt Bod, and this Eifayt Bod had a Choshen with an Urim V'Tumim, and this Eifayt Bod was a private Urim V'Tumim, which one with Ruach HaKodesh could find out Dvorim Nistorim. Eli HaKoyin, he saw that Hannah came, in Vinish Tvi, Chana was one of the Sheva Nevi'ahs, the wife of Elkanah. He came to a very modern conclusion, and Mosai Tishtakorin. I mean, Vinish Tvi, she was not from that class. How did he come to such a, he said it. So he was wondering what was happening. She came and she's standing in the Shokolzich. He couldn't figure out what was happening. Nope. So there's a very easy way to find out. So he asked his Urim V'Tumim. So it lit up. Which Oisius lit up? Hey Chav Shin Reish. Hey Chav Shin Reish. These four Oisius lit up, but that didn't help the situation. You have to put them together. So he put them together. Shin Chav Reish Hey. That was Shikaira. So the male of the Urim V'Tumim says Shikaira. So there's nothing but to talk about. That's the way he said it. He didn't ask her here. Durim v'tumim is that's the truth. There's no shaila about it. Ad mosai ato tishkorin. So maybe he asked her, you're a shikaira. There was no doubt in his mind. So she told him, lo yishchine shayra lecha v'lo ruach ha-kodesh shayra lecha. If you would have shchine and ruach ha-kodesh, the tumim would also work. Because it's not kisora. Kisora, it says in the Medrash. Kisora, just like Kishas Ruach, just like the Imois, who were Akores, I'm also an Akore. So the Oishis meant Kisora, she was like Sora, and you made Shikaira. So Memele, that shows that there was a Chisoran in Shchin and Ruach HaKodesh Kabor. Shedantani Lekav Choyv, and then there's an Avle. Zichah didn't come out, there was no Ruach HaKodesh, no, it was your own assumption. So then there's a Gevaldik Yitayne, Shedantani Lekav Choyve, V'loy Dantani Lekav Sus. Milo Yodato, De'isho, K'shas Ruach HaNoichi, in the Medrash it says Kisora. That's what it says in Medrash Shmur. He says Kisora. V'yayin, the Medrash says Kisora Rivka Rocha V'leo, like the Mois. V'yayin v'sheicha loisha sisi. And fakert, I never drank any wine. Omar Abolozo, mikan l'nechshad b'dovo she'ein boy she'tzorich lo'idiyoy. Fakert, why did she have to tell him? No, if you were choshed me, she'tzorich lo'idiyoy, you have to tell him that fakert, I'm not in that category. Al titain as amoscha lifnei bas blial. Omar Rabbi Elozo, mikan l'shikir shemispalol ki'ilu oived avaydezor. You shouldn't make me like a bas blial, because a shikir that is mispalol is a bas blial. Ksiv hocha lifnei bas blial, ksiv hosom yotzu anoshim b'nei blial mikir becho. Malaholon avoidezore, blial means beli oil, afkan avoidezore. The question arises, according to the Ben Yehoyada we mentioned in the beginning, the raya that a shikir is osel is palo is because the Ben Yehoyada says pshat because she didn't daven. But his whole conclusion that she was a shikir because she came lamakim tefillah and she wasn't davening. So he understood that she's shikir and she's waiting till the shikris will go away. Mikan she shikir also is palo. So lechayre, it's difficult. I don't know how he learned pshat in this gemara. This gemara says al titen as hamosel lifnei bas bliyal. Maybe lifnei bas bliyal is a madrege before, not kibas bliyal, like I'm a step before a bas bliyal. That means if I would have davened, I would have been a bas bliyal. I'm lifnei bas bliyal. That means I'm oimid to become a bas bliyal if I would daven. Maybe that's the lashon lifnei bas bliyal. Vayan eili vayoyma lachi l'sholem. Amar Rabbi Lozo mikan lechoyshed es chaveiroi bedovo she'em boi she'tzorich lefaisa. Loyoid elo she'tzorich levolchoi she'nema velekei Yisrael yitein es she'lose. So there was a pious with the lech l'sholayim, and there was a brocha velekei Yisrael yitein es she'lose. Let us see Rashi, lifnei bas bliyal, Al titneini kebas bliyal lechoshteini b'shikras. Doesn't say that he was choshed, he was mespalo, lechoshteini b'shikras. From Agemore it would seem that velikei Yisrael yitein esheiloseich is a broche, not a nevue. Velikei Yisrael yitein esheiloseich is a broche. Fine. No, a broche from the Kayin Godel. Very chashev. Rashi in Shmuel says, Bisra sheniskabla tfiloso. Not a broche a nevue. That he told her, absurde, he told her, your tfilo was niskabu. And the Redak of a note brings down two mahalchim. Either it's a broche or a nevue. Rashi seems to say that it's absurde sheniskabla tfiloso. I heard a meire de kivot from one of the Gera Rebbes, I forgot which one, but he asked a very interesting ha'ore. If it's Bisra, so it seems it's very modern. A minute ago, he was under the assumption she shikir. So Meila had Moset Ishtakor and he has Tainis. She tells him, I'm not shikir. Oh, you're not shikir? You know what? Your tefillah was niskabel. I mean, all of a sudden the signal started working before there was such a signal. Now he says, Faker, Niskabel, I mean, it's very interesting how this happened. So he said, Moira de Kevot, he said the tzure of a godel be Yisrael, a manig Yisrael is that if a yid is betzar, he feels the tzar also. It bothers him, he feels the tzar. Chanukah, and she's mispal, and she steht doch dalten, and zerirt am gornishton, it doesn't bother him at all. So why not? So mispal, she's a shikaira, fakert, that was his conclusion. This is gornish mit gornish, she's shikir. There's nothing that's bothering her. And she tells him she's not shikir. So we have weiter the kasha, so why? Why doesn't it bother him? You don't need me anymore. The tefillah shein is kavel geworden. The Yeshua came already. So memele. So that's why he has the dove of the hifuchai. Either, but al kaponim that what he saw in himself that he didn't feel any helgish to be ma'ira rachmin for her. So he knew that there was no tzeirich to be mispalo for her. Vatider neda. Chana made an ed, vatoimer Hashem tzvokos. Omar Rabbi Elozo, miyoyim shebora kodish bolchu es oilomoy loyhoya odom shekori la kodish bolchu tzvokos, ad sheboso chana ukerosoi tzvokos. Chana called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tzvokos. How does the shame tzvokos come in here? Amro chana lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, mikol tzvoi tzvoi sheberoso boilomecho, koshe beinecho shetiten li ben echot, from the whole Bria, or all the nishamis that are on the Bria, you shouldn't give me one ben, Moshe l'mo'ado v'odoim l'melech basol v'dom, she'oso sudo l'avodov, bo'oni echot v'omad ala Pesach. The Melech made a suda. The poor person comes, v'omad ala Pesach, omalem, t'nu li prusa achas. He asks them, give me a prusa, give me part of the lechem that you have. V'lo yishgichu alov. Dochak v'nichnas eitzel ha-melech. Omar loy, adoini ha-melech, mikol suda she'osisha koshe beinecho litan li prusa achas. Don't have to make new bread, a prusa which was already decided to be given to, for the Suda, give a chelik of that to me. So Memele, I think it's Svarim Sish, wanted to borrow on the Shome for a short time. Al Koponim, that was her Makoshe. Imro oi sire. Omar Abeloza. Omro chan of Nekodish Bohu is a kefal haloshin. Imro oi mutet. If you'll see my tzore is good, im lav sire, or else you'll have to see that I should be nene. What will I do? Eilech ve'estater b'fnei alkona bali. I'll be soiser, I'll be misyachad with a person. Ve'kiven de mistatalno, and after the yichutz I'll become a soiter. Mashkuli may say to, so he'll give me the mayim amorim. V'yata oise teiroscha plaster, and you can't make that the teire should be not oiskal. Shenema, the posik says, asoite, if she was not mizane, so there's avtoche v'nikso, if she was not even nizro zora, she'll be zeiche to have children. So memele, so she tainted to the Rabbeinu Shleilem with a threat. Imroi is good. And if not, I'll come the other way. I'll make sure that I'll have Zera, I'll have children. The Shaila is, how is she allowed to do such a thing? First of all, Leimi boy, according to the Shita Sarishainim, that Yichud is also minat Torah, so it's also lehisyachet. Number two, she's Goyrem Mechikes Hashem. So what's what is her taina to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? So the Ben Yehuda wants to say the taina was not that she had intentions to do it. No, the taina was she could do it. And that would bring about that she should be zoichet to children. So in this chus, her tshuke for children is so great. She has a meiridik in the soyin. And in this chus that she's not over this nisoyin, and that's chus, she should be zoichet to have children. That's why she mentioned this oifen. She has be'emes and it's biyodah to bring about that she should have children, but she won't do it. Als the iser shaboy. So this, that's chus, she should be zoichet to have children. So the Gemara says, honichel aman di omar, that's hakipshat and posim. That if she is an akore, she'll be zeichet to have children. That's avtoche for a soite shaper. El olaman di yoma. Im hoiso yeiledes bitzav, yeiledes berevach. That it's a different thing. The nizra zor is something else. That the lady will be easier. Im hoiso yeiledes bitzav, yeiledes berevach. Nikavis yeledes zechorim, shchorim yeledes levonim, tzorim yeledes aruchim, that memele, that the children that shall be zeichet to have will be a better quality, but, or the later will be easier, but lemaise, there's no avtoche that an akora will have children, ma'iko lemaima. So how will you say pshat in the posit? The sanye v'nikso v'nizro zora, Melamed, we have a machlokes tanoim. The Rabbi Shmuel, Shim Hoysa, Koro, Nifkedes, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel.
אמר לרבי עקיבא, אם כן, תת פשט מפוסק, ילכו כל הקורס כולם ויסתתרו, וזו שלא יקיל כלו נפסדס, that forget it's not, maybe nifkedes perhaps would be better, he says, we shall kill kula nifkedes, it's not mistava, so kill kula means, I say, she wasn't mizana nifkedes, ela melame, shimoisi, you led us pitzal, you led us berevach, tzorim, you led us aruchim, shchayrim, you led us levonim, echod, you led us shnayim, so al koponim, there's a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's very good. According to Rabbi Kiva, what was her time to the Rabbi Nisla? Mai imroi sire. So the Gemara answers, Dibra teire keloshen b'nei Odom. Einach anami, it's not a different time, bo'oniam imroi sire, bo'oniam esecha Dibra teire keloshen b'nei Odom. The Ben Yoyode asks a shayle, Dibra teire keloshen b'nei Odom is usually like this. When the teire is speaking, so the Teire says a kefal loshen. So the shayla, dibra Teire kaloshim bnei Adam, loy dibra Teire kaloshim bnei Adam. Here bnei Adam was speaking, Chana was speaking. She said, "Imroi sire eboni amosechas." What's dibra Teire kaloshim bnei Adam? She said something very interesting. So he said, if there would not be such a thing of dibra Teire kaloshim bnei Adam, that the Teire would not a mole say a yeser teve, because that's the derech haloshen. Even though Chana said it, the Teire would not write it down. The Teire would not write down the complete loshen of Chana. So memele, so the Teire would have written in roi. The pasuk had written in roi. If the Teire is not a tape recorder, what is taken from her loshen is what is Teire. If she said something else which is not Teire, doesn't fall into the pasuk. So memele, that's imroi sire. If the pasuk wrote imroi sire, so that's a raya dibra teire kaloshim b'nei Adam. Ba'oni amosecho, al tishkach es amosecho, v'nosatol amosecho. Three times she mentioned the word amosecho. Omar Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanine, gimul amosei salolu lomo. What is the mechuvin of three times saying a loshin amosais, seems it's a loshin mise. Amra chanof nekodish bolchu ribayne shaloylam. Shaloysha bitke misa barasa beisha. There are three inyonim which a woman is tested. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Vestater es yachay de macherim v'yechashdeini bailey. Plaster sheker. Shalosh amosos, darish lo loshen misa. There are three inyanim of misa. Bitkei misa. Sheha isha nivdekes bahen b'shas atakone. A woman is tested b'shas atakone if she is oiskahalten in these three inyanim. Sheim yimotzei bo echad mehem, if one of these things she's lakui, tamus. Bitkei misa, she's tested on these three inyonim b'shas ha-sakonim. Va'omri lo, others say, divkei misa. What is the translation of divkei misa? So Rashi in Shabbos says, pshat, she'medavkin u'mekarvin misa lifnei zmanom. There are three things which bring about misa. That means, afilu not b'shas ha-sakonim. There are three things which cause misa. The Elohein, Nide, V'chala, V'hadlokes aner. Klum avarti alachas mehem. Was I over on any of them? I wasn't over on any of them. So this lemaise, it could be, so how does it come into, she said there are three things that bring misa, and I wasn't over on any of them. I mean, what is, Mayin Shmital Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the, who's speaking about Misa over here? It could be that Pshat is the Gemara says in the Dorim that Mi She'ein Loi Bonim Choshev Kemeis. And we learn out from Rachel it says Im Ayin Meisa Anoichi. So that was her taine, that I wasn't over on these three inyonim which bring Misa. So Memele, so Klum Avarti Alachas Mehem. ונוסעתו למוסכו זרע אנושים. מהי זרע אנושים? אומר רב גברו בגוברים.
What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say anything over here. Gavro begubrim, Tosfos says.
Perish odom sheyechoshev limnois bein anoshim.
A person that between anoshim could be nimne. Anoshim istome is a loshen of chshivis. Ish is a loshen choshev, a giber, godel, a tzaddik. Is Ishim is Ashri Isha lo yishkocheko. So Anoshim is Anoshim chshuvim, Giboirim. So he should be able to be counted together bein Anoshim. Gavro beguvrim.
Ushmul Omar Zera Shemoisheyach Shnei Anoshim.
A child which will be Moisheyach Lemalchus, that will anoint for Malchus two people, Amanino and Shaul Vedovit.
Rabbi Yochanan Omar Zera Sheshokul Kishnei Anoshim,
a child who is equivalent to two Anoshim, Aman Inun Moshe V'Yarin. Shenema Moshe V'Arin V'Chayano V'Shmuel B'Koyre Shmoy.
Rabbonon Omri, the Rabbonon said, Zera Anoshim, a child, a person that is Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. He should not be outstanding.
He also, Ravdimi, he explained what this means. He shouldn't be outstanding physically or mentally.
Oma loy oruch v'loy gutz.
He should not be tall, too tall. He shouldn't be too short.
Loy koton v'loy olam.
He shouldn't be skinny. He shouldn't be very thin. He shouldn't be stout.
Loy tzocher v'loy gicher v'loy chacham v'loy tipe.
He shouldn't, the complexion should not be too reddish, it shouldn't be too pale. He shouldn't be an outstanding chacham and not a tipesh.
Rashi, olam perish of, tzocher, yeah, it's stout. Tzocher, rush belaz, gicher, shulav, and yoyser midai. V'loy chocham yoyser midai, he should not be a chocham yoyser midai, shalai yeteima ba'eini habriyas.
He shouldn't be outstanding. Metoich shenidborim boy, sheletes boy ayin horo. People speak about a person, he's outstanding, it's no good. There's a moira deke gemore in Bob Metzia, the gemore in Bob Metzia says that, there were, I forgot the names of the Amoroim, there were two Amoroim they were very young, and the Zakenim wanted to spoil from them. And they wanted that they should sit even on with the Zakenim. Forgot the name. So one was a Yosim, and one had a father. So the one that had a father said, Chas v'Shalom, and he said, Fakat Yena, he doesn't have a father, he should suffer because of it. He said, your mom is killing away my son by taking a young boy and putting him together with all the Zakenim. So that's mamish, that's making him a target for an ayin hore, and who knows what will happen with him. So she was already mispalo, loy chochem v'loy tipe. She shouldn't be outstanding in chochem. Mikan sheshikar also lispalo, we have a toisvis from the Gemara anomedalev, Yerushalmi, במסכת תרומס פרק קמא, רב זיירה בוי קמא דרבמי שיקו מהו שיבורך. Is a shikur permitted to bench birchas hamazon? אמר לי, ואכלתו וסובתו וברכתו. אפילו מדומדם. וסובתו means אפילו מדומדם. פרש. ואפילו הוא שוסוי ושיקר כל כך שאין היוכל לדבר קרוי. He's more than high. Dochimashme v'savota, even though it's v'savota, it's uveirachta. So it seems because tefila is a matzav of oimid lifnei hamelech. Oimid lifnei hamelech, then that's a b'china of bas b'liyal, if one is mispalo in such an oifen. Broche, we hear even krishme, is not oimid lifnei hamelech. So there, even though he's medumdim, there's also an inyan of broche. Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeves imcha boze. Now we're jumping a few kapitlach, and it says later in Shmuel that after 2 years, when Shmuel grew up, he was 2 years old already, she had made a nether that she would bring him to the Mishkan, and it would be an Eved Lashem kol yemei chayav. So she brought him back, and she told Eli, after she brought Shmuel, Ani ha'isha nitzeves imcha boze. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mikan, she'oso leishev b'soich arba amois shel tefillah. So we have to, there's a machlokes harishonim, what the raya is, what the reason is, and there are many halachas which we learn out from this pasuk. Let us see Rashi. Ani, Rashi says, Ani tzeves imcha, mashme av hu imo ba'amida. He was standing together with her. So he also stood up. Ani ha'isha, ani tzeves, I stood imcha together with you. It says that the beginning of the capital it says v'hu haya yoishev eli akain haya yoishev al mezuzah is heichal Hashem. That's how the capital starts. And now she says ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha boze. I was standing together with you, so it seems he stood up. If he stood up, so why did he stand up all of a sudden? So because she was davening Shemayna Esrei, therefore he stood up. That's how Rashi learns. L'chayre, this is also a kasha and the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada said that she never davened. She was waiting to daven, but she never davened. So why did he stand up? Perhaps we'll come back to this kasha. About Kaponim, here it says he stood up when she stood up to daven. Let us see Tosfos. Mikan she'oso leishev bedalad ames shel tefillah. So Taisa says, bein melofonov ubein minatzdodim. That a person is not allowed to sit melofonov minatzdodim. And the mashal is moichik bein melaacho. Now, what's this inyan? The Tur brings down a very interesting lashon. The Tur says, "Bozeh ani ha'isha." The pasuk says as follows: "Ani ha'isha ani tzeves imcha bozeh." So, "zeh" is gematria 12. Bozeh. So, there's a tzeirich to stand in 12 amis. What are the 12 amis? On all three sides. That's what Tais, that's what the Mishal is moichik the back. Bein melacha. That melacha of a person is permitted to sit. All three sides of a mispalel, the right and the left and in front of him, one is not permitted to sit. Others say pshat, the Taz says pshat, that, a different lumdis. Just 1 second, what is the posik? Because it says he was watching Chana. It says in the Pasuk, Svoser noise. He was watching her. So he could only watch her from three sides. Either in front of her or on the two sides. If he was in back of her, he wouldn't know Svoser noise. I think that's what the Taz says. Al Koponim. Okay. So Al Koponim, that's Pshat and Taisa. Upirshu tshuvas hagoinim, this iser of yeshiva, davke biyoyshev ubotl. That's davke if a person is yoyshev ubotl. Then one is not allowed to sit, dalid ames of a mispalo. Avom hoya oisik bekrishme ubebirchay seh uchiyoytzi behen, afilu yoyshev shaper domi. is the Isser of Yoshev Ubot. Now, the tool in Simen Kuf Beis brings a shaila, what if the person is Isaac Betoira? There's a very interesting lotion in Taisus. Very interesting and very vague. Taisus says, you're not allowed to sit, Teich Dalabamas of a Mispalo. That's if he's Yoshev Ubotel. But what if he's Isaac Bekrishime Bebil Chaser? What the chiyotze behem is very unclear, then he's permitted. So the two clerks are shaila, what if he's learning? He's not, is it mutter or osa? So, a very interesting pilpul. So the two says, it's osa. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. He says, mistome eili, eili had to stand up. Eili had to stand up. So he says, Mistama Eli wasn't Oymit Botel Mitalma Teire. And he brings a raya. The Gemara says, Also le Talmud Chochem Lamaid Bemokim Atenefis. We heard it before, at the end of the third Perek. A Talmud Chochem is not allowed to stand in a place where there's Tzayah. Lefishi Yevshalay Belay Talmud Teire. Because he has to think in Divrei Teire. So Memele says he's not allowed to stand in B'mokim Atinayfis. So he says, so that's a Talmud Chochem. Eli HaKoyin was Zicher a Talmud Chochem. So he's Zicher, he wasn't a Yoshev Batel. V'Aval Pikein, he had to stand up. So the Tur brings a Raya that Oisik B'Torah, that's not K'yaytzebem. Reasons we'll see soon. But the Kiyaitzebem is Krishma Bechaseh and other Shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. But Talmud Torah is not a heter in order to be able to sit, to remain seated. The Beis Yosef Tainis, he says it's no Raya. Beis Yosef brings Matir, and there's a Machloikas in Shulchan Aruch Laloche. So he says it's no Raya. Could be Talmud Torah also one is permitted to sit. He says the Raya of the Gemara is that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand by Mokim Atinoifis, v'shiyev shalai b'lai hiru Talmud Torah. He's zicha thinking about Talmud Torah. He says, hiru takev, a person is only maharer in divrei Torah, that is taka also. But if a person is maitzi svasov, then you're permitted to sit. He says, so he says, it's not raya from Eli. Eli zicha was zicha thinking of divrei Torah. But he wasn't mighty bisvasa. So Mamele, he slugs up the raya of the two. There's a very interesting Bach. The Bach says, he says, Herzich zu. If the taitz of a Talmud Chacham is that it's impossible for him to be someplace without thinking b'divrei Torah, he says, that's a stam Talmud Chacham. Also a Talmud Chacham. He says, here we're speaking about Eli, who was the Kohen Gadol, and a Novi in a Shofet be Yisrael, he says, Mistome lehaya oimid botel klal me esik ha-teire gam lehaitzi dvorem isvosov. He says, if a Stam Talmud Chochem is thinking, he's speaking already. He's zicha maitzi besvosov. That is the taitcha Talmud Chochem. The Medrash says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi, so the Medrash darshens, Mi Mishnosoi, that he was learning when he was sleeping. The Darif, the Berheitev in Hilchos Shabbos brings down, others say it's in the Shina B'Shabbos Tainik, that Arizal slept 2 hours, so the Shari Tshuva says, Halavai, we should learn, Behokitz, how much Arizal learned when he was sleeping, but Al Koponim, so, but that's an uptight. Eli HaKoyin was zicher moitzi bisvoso. Zicher was moitzi bisvoso. So Mamela the Tur does have a raya. It is very interesting what the Isser is. Why is it osa? The Tur gives a reason why it is osa to sit in the Dalet Ames of a person who is davening Shemayna Esrei. It's very interesting, very difficult to understand. The Tur says, Shenire shechaveiroi mekabel olav oil malchus shamayim. The chaver is mekabel on himself oil malchus shamayim. He's davening. Vuhu einai mekabel. And he's not mekabel on, he's sitting. He's a yoishiv botel. And he's not mekabel on himself, oil malchus shamayim. So therefore, there's a big pilpul what learning is. If he's saying krishme, ubirches krishme, he's also mekabel on himself, oil malchus shamayim. Learning, that's a pilpul. The Torah, maybe, we don't see that he's mekabel on himself, oil malchus shamayim. Perhaps a person can learn Torah as a chochma also. We don't see the kabbalas el malchus shamayim. Tefillah, it seems that's a kabbalas avdus. That's a kabbalas oil. V'koveinu malkeinu l'avodah secha, avodah tefillah. There we see the kabbalas oil. From Torah, we don't see the kabbalas oil. The Beis Yosef wants to be mechalek, maybe hiru. We don't see, maybe dibble. We do see. There's a whole shaila. What if he's saying, is there a mekaimon? Is there a mekaimon? It's in the siddur already. Or parakim by minche. Maybe that is more kosher. That's already a, says that's already more a kabbalah sil malchus shamayim. I had a kasha on the tool, but then I found Baruch Hashem, the Taz asks the kasha. The Taz asks if the whole inyan is because he's being the kabbalah sil malchus shamayim. And I'm sitting next to him, and I'm a yeshiv bottle. So he says, so the halacha should zich apply if someone next to me is learning krishme. That's zich, he's mekabel on himself, oil malchus shamayim. So I'm not allowed to be a yeshiv bottle. There's a greater mekabel, oil malchus shamayim, with krishme than kodesh. Umisha nimsa ba'isimokin, sorech linek ba'ikovit. So you have to be makir the kedushas amokim. You can't be a yeshiv bottle. In Amokim Kodesh, v'chol sheyoshev ve'einoy oisik gam kein b'dava Kodesh, have ilu lav kedusha sham, u'mishemachi tzorech sheyamay. Therefore, he has to stand al kaponim als the covered Hamokim. That's what the Taz says. Meiredik Taz. Mitadechot, it's meiredik, that when a person davens, he's mishane the mahus from the Mokim, he becomes Admas Kodesh. Le'idach Gisa, it's very difficult to understand. That means, what, before she came to Davin, Eli wasn't the Mishkan. L'chayre, I'm musig of Admas Kodesh, ein l'cha Admas Kodesh Godel Mizeh, ein l'cha Admas Kodesh Godel Mizeh, the Mishkan. Now she came to, and he was sitting. And now he came to stand up. Al Koponim. So, I mean, if we will assume that he had a din of a yo, I mean, why wasn't the Kedushas Amokim Mechayiv before that he should be able, that he should be Mechuyiv to stand? Now that he came, now that she came, now she became Mechuyiv to stand. He became Mechuyiv to stand. Well, upon him, that's how the Taz says, Pshat, the Taz says, Pshat, that the Chiyiv Amide is als Kovid Hamokim. Unless he's not a Yoshev Batul. So therefore the Taz holds la loche vis oisik bedivrei teure, so that is also, he's not doing something keneged kedushas hamokim, is therefore he's permitted to learn. That's how the Taz feels oisik la loche. The Torah brings down another shaila. They ask the Rosh, what is the din im hayoyshev yoshav kvav? If I'm sitting here, va'omad ze umispalo betzidoy. Reuven is sitting here, and Shimon comes next to him and starts davening Shemay Nesra. Is the person who is sitting, is he mechuyif to get up or no? So the two brings ha'yoymer adayni avizal she'ein tzorech lokum. So the Rosh Paskin, if he's sitting already. So Memele, Yenna comes, Davin's next to me. I should, I'm not mechuyiv to stand up. Shereize bo bigvuloi. That's what he brings down from Darosh. So the Tur asks a pertinent question on his father Darosh. So the Tur asks as follows. The whole limud is from Eli. And Eli was sitting first. Well, because it says in the Pasuk, Veili, akoy no ye yoyishev o mezuzu sa'icho. Va'aval pikein, he had to stand up. So Akash on the tate. He says, Mikomo came in Meshivin Esari Achre Moise. The father said it, Mistamad is a teretz. It's a good kasha, but Al Kaponim, Alocha Mistamad, the Rosh is right. He says, the Losh and Gemara also would seem like the Rosh, because the Gemara says, Osa leishay. The Gemara says as follows. Ani ish ani sev simcha bezam revshim melevi mikan she'osa leishay b'seich arba amish al tefillah.
One is not permitted to sit. It doesn't say osa liyos yoishay. It says osa leishay. One is not permitted to sit.
If he has to, it just said osa liyos yoishay.
But al kaponim the kashes are made of the kikashe. Eli was sitting and he had to get up.
So the Bach says, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down la'aloche, that the Rosh was speaking about a person was yoshev bebay, someone was sitting in the house, that's not miyuchad letfilah. And the person comes over to him and starts davening. So then the halacha is, he's not mechuyev to stand up because zebo bigbule, that was the svar of the Rosh. But if there's a mokim shemiyuchid letzvile, so, and this person came to daven there, then even though if he was yoishiv, he's mechuyiv to stand up. So memeila Eli was in a mokim hamiyuchid letzvile. So therefore Eli was mechuyiv to stand up. That's how the Bach answers the Shitas HaRosh. There's one more toisvis. Imcha. Imcha mashme besoich arba amois. Imcha would be without a hay together in the abamis. Shum dechsiv imcha molei behay. Kloimesh lehoye yoyshev besoich abamis shaloh ki imbach mishes. Taisvis learns that Eli lemaise did not get up. Eli was sitting. But how was he able to sit? How was he able to sit? Because he was in the fifth am already. He was not imcha in her dalad amas. He was in the fifth am. The fifth am one is permitted to sit. Yeah. Elana hazeh is palot. Now we see chane tainis to Eli, elana hazeh is palot. Omar abolozo. So as Chazal tells us, amayra de kemaisa that occurred over here. Shmuel Moira Halocha Lifnei Rabbi Hoya. Shmuel, this 2-year-old Shmuel was Moira Halocha Lifnei Rabbi. Shenema. Vayishchetu es hapo. The Pasuk says they shechted the po. Vayoviyu es hanar el Eli. They shechted the po and they brought Shmuel to Eli. So the Gemara asks, what is the connection with these two things? Mishum de vayishchetu es hapo. Heviyu hanar el Eli. The story goes as follows. Eli said, Kiru koyen leisei velishchot. When they brought the pal to shech, so Eli said, they should call a koyen, that a koyen should shech the pal. Chazanu Shmuel, this 2-year-old Shmuel, saw how they're looking for a kahanim, they have a mahadri bosa koyen lemishchot. They were looking for a koyen to shech the pal. Omaluhu, lama luchul aduri bosa koyen lemishchot. Why do you have to look for a koyen? Shchita bezog sheichet. Shchita's kosher bezog. Why do you look for koyim? Anyone, as long as you have a good sheichet, you can shech the kol. No, it's this chaluki deis. Eli said to look for koyim. This yingle says shchita bezog sheichet. So what did they do? Aisu lekami di Eli. Amalei. So Eli asked Shmuel minolocha. Well, how did you figure this out? That shchita's sheichet bezog. Amalei miksi v'shochat hakoyim. Does it say that the kohen should shech? V'krivu ha-kahanim ksiv. That it says the first time kahanim are mentioned in Avodas HaKabbonis is mikabola ve'ilach mitzvah skune. Krivu is from the Kabbalah. But till the Kabbalah it is not necessary to have kohun. Mikan l'shchita shekshera b'zo. Yeah, so he told the mashtik teire. Om alei meimel shape ka'amrit. You're right. Miu moire aloche bifnei rabocha. But lemaisi yira moire aloche bifnei raboch. Kol a moire aloche bifnei raboi chayiv misa. So ye chayiv misa. Partik. Ose chane vikotzofcha kame. You should imagine that she was mispalo so long for a child. She was finally zeichet a child. She came to bring him to the Mishkan and Eli says ye chayiv misa. V'kotzovcho kamei ani ho isha nitzeves imcho boze. Omalo, Shavkili, there's nothing left to talk about. The Anshe, he deserves an Einish. No, what? You want to have a child? Ubeina Rachmi, I'll be Mispalu. V'yoyveloch rabo minei. You'll be zeichet a greater child. But this, he's chayiv misi, zemeira arloch b'fnei rabo. Omrolei al anar hazeh hispalolti. So she said, al anar hazeh hispalolti. The inyan of meira arloch b'fnei rabo is lav davke, the mira shiver, abchayim shmelevet zechayin lebroch is mevayir, is not als the is not als the pgiye bekovet harav. Because we see Yeshua said adayni moishe kloing, he's also considered a meira aloche b'fnei rabbi. Even though Yeshua meant the only thing was l'kvoidei shal moishe rabbeinu. The Mir Hashiva explains inyan of meira aloche b'fnei rabbi is a tremendous danger to the whole existence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be led by the Ziknei Hadoyer. That's how the Anhoge of Klal Yisrael should be. The Medrash says, just like an oif cannot function without its knafayim, so Klal Yisrael cannot function without the Zekeinim. The Zekeinim have to be the Manhige Hadoyer. Or else Klal Yisrael, it is impossible to function. A person who's Meira Halocha Bifnei Rabbi, he's Mahapach HaKor Al Pia, that means he's saying there could be another Seder. There could be a Seder that, and he could be right also. We're not speaking about this incident. This incident, he was right, Lalochi was right, but by doing such a Pu'ule, this is a disastrous action to Klal Yisrael. He's destroying the ganze kiyum of Klal Yisrael. That's why he's chayiv misa. Shavko li da anshe. Verkert. So the Marshoi is ksashayla. What's that? Da anshe? He's a cotton. He's 2 years old. So the Marshoi answers that it means misa bidei shemayim. B'chlam, moir alocha b'fnei rabbi is chayiv misa means misa bidei shemayim. But the question arises, no misa bidei shemayim is doch noch erger. Ein bezn shel mailo manishim elam mi ben esrim ala mailo. So I once found, this is a sefer from the Balei Tosfos and Moshev Zekeinim, in Parshas Vayeshev, and he asks Akasha that Erev Oinon died. Isa b'day shemayim. So the Moshev Zekeinim asks Erev Oinon waktanim. So he asks this Kasha, So how could it be a bezn shal maila manishim elam kain ben esrim? So I'll tell you over the lashon of the Moshev Zekeinim amir dikechidish. So he says as follows: Dine bedine shamayim ein donim es haadam ela lefi chachmosai. In dine shamayim the din is according to the capabilities of the person. Im chachmas koton keben chof, if you have a small child who has the intelligence of a ben chof, oz nenash, so then he's einish. The ben chof ain't bezn shol mailo manishim ela ben chof ala mailo. It's not a certain age. It's a certain amount of intelligence. The amount of intelligence a ben chof has, if this person has this amount of intelligence, will be nenash. V'raye, so the Moshev Zekeinim says, I'll prove it to you. Mishmu. She'eli rotzolan nishoy babu shoyr alocha befonov. Eli wanted to be manishim. V'ava pishloy hoye ke'im beis. So al kolcha upshad is, but this 2-year-old had the intelligence of a 20-year-old. So Mamela, so he brings some males, good elbow in and also. They also had the intelligence of a 20-year-old. So I once had a kashe. So I said, so he was an Eloi, I mean, a 2-year-old had the intelligence of a 20-year-old. Chana was mispalu. We learned before, loy chocham. He shouldn't be, I mean, this is lochayre ein kleinekait, a 2-year-old with the intelligence of a 20-year-old. Could be the tefillah wasn't miskabel. I mean, that was a tefillah. Reistish klav. Sila maise. That could be. But I once heard b'shem Rav Aaron zechayin lebroche, that Rav Aaron said the tefillah was as follows, that he shouldn't be, Rashi says, it shouldn't be boiling. That means
the Chochm isn't too bad, but it shouldn't be outstanding. So could be Labaisa he was the Chochm, but he didn't show it off. So therefore could be, both things could be Emes. Moire halacha bifnei rabochach. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisa says, "Va'af al pishul oiloma da daim b'fono." So it's not rabbi. So Taisa says two terutzim. Mikol makim gadol adoyrei. The Tumas Hadashin learns this two terutzim. He's a gadol adoyr. The gadol adoyr, even though one didn't learn anything from him, also is a din rabbi. Two ubo lilmaid l'fono. Ubo lilmaid l'fono means that he should become his Rebbe. So he has already a din Rebbe if Ubo Lilmaid Lafono. These are two terutzim of Tais. Let us see Rashi. Ela Naraze Alze Veloila Ach. Mikan Shechot Oleili. So from here we see already the whole story that he was a Chayte. Verotz Ola Onshay. Ulispalo Sheyinosin Lo Ben Acher. That's what he wanted to do. V'kribu ha-kahanim, omru b'peh kama d'chagige, v'kribu zeh kabolos ha-do. V'chano hi medaberes al-libo. Chano was medaber al-libo. Omer Rabbi Lozo mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra al-iskei libo. She was mispalul al-iskei libo. Omer rafon v'riboyne shaloylo. Kol mashe berosa beisha loy berosa dover echad levatole. All the evorim are for a purpose. Einayim lirois. Vos nayim lishmoya. Choytem loria. Pele daba. Yedayim lasis ben meloche. Raglayim lahalach ben. Dadim lohonik behem. The whole purpose of dadim is to nurse children. Dadim alolu shenosato alibo lomo. Lomo loy lohonik behem. So that's v'chana he medaberes alibo, that which is over the lake. Period. V'omar, now we brought already a memre of Rabbi Lozo, so bring another memre. V'omar Rabbi Lozo mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Kol ha-yoshev b'taynis b'shabes koirin loy gzardinoi shel shivim shona. Even though the gzardin was already nigzar 70 years before, now, Kaponim, and he's a Yoshev B'Tainis B'Shabes, so the Tainis can accomplish that this Gzardin should be Nisbatel, should become nullified. Afal Pikein, Choizrin V'Nifroi Mimendel Din Oinik Shabes. Afal Pikein, he'll be punished because he wasn't Ma'anik the Shabes. Maita kante, so what should he do? Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok leisev tainiso litaniso. So he has to fast another day. He fasts Sunday for fasting on Shabbos. Taisus and Baba Kameh, Taf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, explains this halacha. Taisus says as follows, that be'etzem ha-mitzveh gidoilo min ha-aveir. Taisus asks, let's see, a different kasha. The Gemara says, mi sheroya soite bilkulkulo yazer atzmoy min hayayin. A person sees a soite, and he sees what yayin can accomplish, so he should be mekabel naziris. So it seems naziris is a gewalde kezach. And then the Gemara says, ashechota al hanefesh, al eize nefesh chota, what aveira did a nozir do? Shetzir atzmoy min hayayin. He was mitzayer himself that he can't drink wine. So Taisa said, what should he do? Here you say he should become a nozir. And here you say he has to bring a cold and should see ratzim min hayayin. So Taisa says both are true. The a mitzvah gedoyla min aveira. That means the accomplishment that he'll accomplish. But that is not mevatel the tzir atzmai. The tzir atzmai is fota navla. He should do it saloinzich. Ha mitzvah gedoyla min avera. That's the lashon of Taisus. So therefore one should do it because this is a maisa mitzvah also. But since there's an avera also involved, so therefore one has to bring a korban on the tzir atzmai. The same thing Taisus says over here. The accomplishment of fasting on Shabbos is givaldik. It's kerei the gzardin shel shivim shana, but v'aval piken was fault mevatel oinik Shabbos. So for that aveira, he has to go and fast Sunday to be mechaper
on the Bittul Oynik Shabbos. Rashi, Shel Shivim Shana Kloim Afil Nigzor Olov Min Urov, a Tainis that was Nigzor Olov Min Urov, Lafisha Tainis Kosha B'Shabbos. To fast Shabbos is much more difficult than to fast in the middle of the week. Visha Kel Mis Angim Boy Vuhu Mis Ane. Here we see the pamachas betzar kemeya pomim shaloi betzar. That means the tzar that he has, fasting in Azman of Oinig, has a tremendous koyach. It's kereya gzardin shal shivim shon. Tainisa le tainisa yis'an el emoch. Kol ayoshev betainis b'shabes toisus perish rabbeinu chananu betainis cholom. Chainisa b'medrish tilim. Uch sheyoshev betainis cholom b'shabes perish bahag. Sheoimer aneinu balakainetzer. You can't say aneinu shemeyetzvili because it's only sheva broches. She says aneinu balakainetzer. Vafilu kevei broche la'atzmoi. Kivin sheeinoi b'seich yotches. So there's no chsime. So he says the chsime in alakainetzer. Va'omar Rabbi Elozo. Chano hiticho dvorim klapei mailo. Shenema vatispalel al Hashem. Melamed sheiticho dvorim klapei mailo. What does this mean? Sheiticho dvorim klapei mailo. So it's good to tell over how Rav Chaim Volozhiner learned pshat in this Gemara. It seems sheiticho dvorim klapei mailo doesn't look too complimentary. Sheiticho dvorim klapei mailo. Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim says as follows. Hagam shehi atzmo hoiso moras nefesh. Chana was very much forbittled. The Agmas Nefesh that she had with the Tzoris, Ki Asato Tzoroso, she didn't have children, and the Agmas Nefesh was Meiredik. Al Kolze, he shlicha tzara mineged. She came to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and she said, my tzar, my Agmas Nefesh, I wouldn't be mispalo for my tzar. V'lo ich bislo. That, because of that, I won't be mispalel. Lispalel al ze klal. Ela shehiticha divrei tfiloso lefonav yisborach shemoi. Al hatzar shel mailo hanase machmash shehi shruya betzar. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, am moire de kezach. If we find, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that when a roshe is killed, so, kilas alakim toli, the Rabbeinu Shalom is mitzvair al domam shal rishoim shenishpach. The aven, the rachmonis that the Rabbeinu Shalom has to klal Yisrael is unmeasurable and undescribable. So that's if a rosh is bitzar. If a tzaddik is bitzar, so it's mamish meiridik. The tvile that Chana was mispalo, she was not mispalo, Rabbeinu Shalom abu rachmonis afmir. She didn't want to do that. Okay, she will be mispalo because of that. Aber the tzar kav yochol shol mailo, the tzar that the Rebbeinu Shalom is having because of me, that I'm shori b'tzar, this she couldn't be soibul. That is the taich hiticha dvorim klapei mailo. Her whole tvila was only concentrated on this inyan, on the tzar shol mailo. Batispalel al Hashem, melamed shiticha dvorim klapei mailo. Va'omar Rabbi Elozor, Eliyahu hitiach dvorim klapei mailo, shenema va'ata hasiboisom es libo macheiranis. And this Gemara, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the same pshat, and he says, but here he says more, the derech sisrei teire, he says, the Rabbeinu shel olam is libom shel Yisrael. Pasuk says, Tzur Levavi. And there's a Pasuk, Ubepishachem Shulcha Imchem. It seems the Tzara Shchina, Ubepishachem Shulcha Imchem. Vahato Hasiboisa Es Libom. Libom either goes on the Rabbi Yishlam, on the Shchina Acheranis, Heishiv Ocher Yeminoi. Al Koponim, the Oimekat Dvorim, he's very much Mekatzer. But Al Kaponim, this was also on the Tsar Ashchine, and that was Eliyahu Hitiach Dvorim Klapei Mailo.